Hello, folks. I think this is tape number 4. Today is 14th of July, Monday, 1969. Sort of getting off on a slow, low track this morning. I let it fall, let the microphone fall away from my mouth, and it sort of died away. Well, not much happening. I'm sore as a cat's toenail this morning. I don't know what the trouble is. I must have slept crooked or something. But seems like I got a kidney punch. Feels like it anyway. Well, that's about it. Nothing new, nothing old. I've just put a new tape on this thing just to see if it would still record, and evidently it is. In the last tape I told you, know, don't sweat the small stuff, etc., etc. Well, same thing here. Don't worry about nothing. If I don't write, don't worry. But if you start writing regular, you better start worrying, because I'll have a lot of free time on my hand, and I'll just be bored all the time, and I'll have something on my mind. Yesterday was all pretty good day. We had a CA. We lifted, oh, I guess something like 200 or 300 troops, 400, 500, I don't know, I didn't count them. It's a good bunch of them. They were mountain yards. They're similar to our American Indians back in the States, or were similar to them. They live up in the mountains, and they don't associate with the Vietnamese. They are, by nationality, Vietnamese, but by race, they're not. They are a rugged type person, and they're wild to an extent. They're not real civilized. But they're good fighters, and usually they're real good to Americans, unless you provoke them. One way to provoke them is to mess with their women and children. They don't go for that at all. As long as you leave their women and children alone, you make it all right. As I was getting back, these were about, I guess, 500-600 mountain yard people, soldiers, and they're real good. They're much better fighters than the Vietnamese. They're similar to the Koreans. When they start fighting Charlie, they don't give up. And if Charlie gives up, that's just too bad. They don't take prisoners. It's either all the way or no go, you know. And they're pretty good troops. Well, we'll close out. That's just about it for today. It might drop you a few more lines here in a day or so. So we'll see you. Well, today is 18th of July, 69. I got your letter, well, your letter, your tape today, and I couldn't understand about, here I go talking fast again. I couldn't understand but about a half of it. Daddy was the only one. And at this point of the tape, it doesn't tape. Well, it was taping, but my reel wasn't turning, and it was just balling up here. I don't know if you have any of the same trouble or not. But I have a lot of trouble with your tapes. Your tapes are quite a bit bigger than mine, if you ever noticed it. I don't know exactly what kind you're getting. It looked like RCA. Well, they don't tape as good as my tapes, I don't believe. But of course, it may just be the tapes I make play better on mine than they do on yours. I use this Ampex 351. It's, I think it's a, part of this 3M system, I'm not sure, but I wish you would get that and try. It's a little smaller tape. It doesn't weigh as much as mine, and it's probably about the same length of tape. Mine has 350. I don't know exactly what yours has. It looks like 150 on each side, so try to get it. I don't know what your tapes cost you, but mine cost 60 cents. It probably cost you about a dollar. A dollar and a half back in the States. Well, so much on the theory this morning. Morning. Heck, it's afternoon. 1:35. Anyway, as I was saying, Daddy is the only one I can understand at all. He must hold the mic real good and close to his mouth and talk clearly. I can understand him like he was sitting here in the room. But Mark, shoot, it sounded like a bunch of guineas clacking, you know? Click, 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 like that. I can't understand hardly anything at all except He let my battery run down for 2 weeks or something or another. And Becky Jo is pretty good a lot of the times, but she doesn't talk loud enough. And you sure don't talk loud enough, Mother. There was about 5 minutes or so on the tape I could understand you. On my microphone, I can plug it into a monitor and use it similar to an earphone. It's just a little bitty speaker you hold up close to your ear. And the last few minutes of your tape, boy, I couldn't understand anything about it. If you read your directions again, they'll tell you how to clean your head. That might be a good idea for you to do. I clean mine about once every 2 weeks. They say clean it every 10 hours at least. So everyone has got to talk slower and louder and hold this microphone just as close to the mouth as possible. I mean, don't put it in your mouth, but hold it up real close to your chin where your lips touch it, because you're just too far away. I'm not joking. I don't know if the volume switch on yours has anything to do with the recording level, but if it does, see if you can't do something about it. I'm trying mine both ways to see if it works. First of all, I'm turning the volume all the way down and then playing it back and see if it's louder, then turning it all the way up and taping and then playing that back. So find out if it makes any difference, and if it does, play it where it's the loudest, because I can hardly hear you. And on some of yours, Mother, that was good and loud, it was very distorted. I know the electricity over here is not too well, but it's very bad. And as far as me writing D more often than you, well, I may do that. I can't say that I don't. But I wrote you a letter, I think, about the 6th of this month, and I also sent you a tape. I think it was the 11th, or maybe it was the 6th I wrote you a letter, or the 7th. Anyway, you should be getting a tape pretty soon, and it should be letting you know how I'm doing, where I'm at, and all the stuff I've got. I've got the closed package. All that was real good. And I've got the letters from you, all the letters. I've got pictures from you, the whole big batch you sent. I've got pictures from Dee, and I got the package she sent me, and I did send her the money. So much for that stuff. And I did get a letter to Jim. I wrote him a letter as soon as I got over here. Gave him my address. I've got about 2 letters from him. I think he's got about 3 from me. I believe he owes me one at the present. And Dee, I write her about once every 2 or 3 weeks. And I write you. Well, I guess the last one I did was the 7th of this month. Maybe that was 30 days. But I tell you, Mama, I don't have a lot to say. And when I do say something, it has to come at once. My location here in Vietnam is at Phu Hep. It is 7 miles south of Thuy Hoa. That's spelled T-U-I-H-O-A. I'm about midway between Quy Nhon, Q-U-I-N, N-H-O-N, and that's north of us, and Nha Trang, N-H-A-T-R-A-N-G. We're about as far from, it's about as far from us to Nha Trang as it is to Saigon. And Saigon is, I guess, probably about 150 miles south of here. I'm right on the coast, and it's an hour's flight from here to Nha Trang, and it's about another hour's flight from Nha Trang down to Cameron. Cameron is south of Quy Nhon, and south of Cameron is Saigon, or Thanh Sanut. Thanh Sanut is what a lot of the people here in Vietnam call Saigon. The air strip down there, the runway, whole airport is called Thanh Sanut Airport. So, now you know where I'm at. You know I'm doing okay. There's a few things going around over here. Like a head cold. I've got one, but I'm about to throw it off. And I'm glad to hear you're doing all right after you drank that tea. You ought to watch yourself. I tell you, you know, drinking sugar in your tea and coffee ain't good for you. You won't listen to me. Just gotta do this stuff, you know. And I'm not flying for the last 3 days. This is my third day. I'm on a PE. That's a periodic inspection of the aircraft. That takes 3 or 4 days for maintenance to. They tear the ship down, parts of it, and they check it and wash it. They grease the whole thing, check every nut, bolt, screw, wire, the engine. If there's any place they can get to, they get to it to check it out and see if there's fatigue, or and they replace parts, bearings. It's really, they really do a good job. I'm supposed to be learning a lot, but I haven't done it today. This morning I had to get up and do some rewiring in my hooch here. An extension cord had a broken wire in it, and it caused a short. It burned up one of my receptacles, but I've got that fixed. So I figure in another couple of hours, another 30 minutes, I'll go on down to the maintenance hangar and check and see what's going on. In my last tape, I told you about me getting a nice 35 millimeter camera, and that I had some pictures. Well, I got some back, and they did very well, but I need to get some filters. They will change some of the pictures to make them look a little more like they actually are. This camera, it's sort of funny. Say you have a haze or a smoke, it'll pick it up real well, and it'll a little overdo it, like any camera will do that, but you can put a filter on it, and it will filter out the ultraviolet rays of the sun, and it will look exactly like it should be without all this smoke and haze. And you can get colored lenses and things like that, colored filters, that change the whole picture, and it really gets some real good effects. I've ordered about $50 worth of stuff. I told you on the last tape, you should be planning today probably, but that's neither here nor there. But I may send you some of these pictures if you want me to. Let me know if you can get you a slide projector, and if you can, I'll send you the pictures. If you can't, you won't get much out of the pictures. So that's just about it on the picture deal. As I was telling you, we're right on the coast. It's pretty good weather around here most of the time. It's hot. Rains in the afternoon some of the time. Last couple of days it hadn't. We're getting into the southwest monsoon. And don't let the word monsoon throw you any. It comes from, I think, a Greek or a Latin word, meaning season. And the monsoon, or the season, you have a northwest and a southwest and a northeast. It means just the season of the year whenever the winds are predominantly from the northeast or the southwest. And the southwest monsoon usually throws a little bit of later in the southwest monsoon. We're getting toward the middle or the end is when we get our rain. And we haven't got a whole lot yet, but that's the way it goes. Well, I guess I'll let you go, except you say you're going to worry about me. I tell you don't do it, and don't sit there and act like I don't care about writing or talking to you. I do, but it's just I don't have anything to say, and I haven't got a chance to get on a Mars station and give you a buzz. I intend to do it, but I haven't done it yet. So you just have to put up with what I'm doing. And I write Florida and Georgia maybe once a month. That's all I ever write anybody, once a month. That's all I care to write. And I get maybe $2, $3 a week from Dee. Well, don't get any ideas about her. She's a good girl, but as far as it goes, I'm definitely off marriage. And don't worry about Jan. I mean, she's a good girl. I enjoy going with her, too. But I'm not sweet on either of them. I'm not sweet on anybody. And as far as me re-upping, you can be rest assured I'm going to be over here more than 12 months. And don't you go bawling and squalling and saying, well, you've done your 12-month duty to your country by spending it in Vietnam. Well, I tell you, it's not a bad deal over here. There is really not. A few people get bumped off, sure. I had a good buddy of mine, Tommy Hayes. You might remember him. He was a short, slim fellow, always with a smile. He got killed 3 weeks after he was here. If you will look in the 7th of July Life issue, you'll see his picture. He got a bullet right through the head. But, you know, that's life. Some going to make it, some ain't. If you took a group of 300 persons and left them in the U.S. for a year, 10% of them we were dead. That's just the way it is. Some of them get killed, some of them die of natural causes. Some of them get sick. You just can't say, you know, this is rougher over here than it is back in the States. And to let you know about my commission, I haven't gotten it yet. In about a week or so, I'm going down to the old man's office and turn in my paperwork where he can approve it and send it battalion, and they'll send it to DA. And it'll probably be November or December. I hope before then, but it may not be until I get my direct. I was putting in for direct through USRV, U.S. Army Vietnam. But you have to be an outstanding combat soldier. You have to go out and save 9,000 lives and kill 1,000,000 gooks with the left hand and come back without a scratch to be a combat leader. Well, aviators are not that kind of people. They may go into a hot place and extract 3 or 4 people, may take several rounds, may even get shot up themselves in saving lives. But we're just not combat people. We just don't get a direct that away. So I'm putting in for DA, Department of Army Commission. That would mean that on my own abilities, not just my combat experience or leadership, my abilities as an officer, my education, and my enthusiasm about my job will count toward a direct. I'm pretty busy around here. I usually am. I have stayed up to 11 or 12 o'clock at night waiting for my missions to come in. One morning they didn't come in until 3:30. I got up at 3:30 and it was 4:30 whenever the missions finally got done and I got them posted. I went back to bed and slept at 6 and got up and flew 7 or 8 hours. But that's life. That's just part of my job. Everybody has a job and they do it to the best of their ability. And your job is not to worry. Our D's or Jan's or Jim's or anybody else back there. I'll write when I get a chance and when I've got something to say. Otherwise, don't sweat the small stuff. I won't write. I never was much of a hand at writing. I really don't care about it too much. Oh, yes. I don't know how hard it will be for you to get money out of the bank for me. But I want you to get $400 out of the credit union and send to me in money order form. Excuse me. In a money order form, that'd be the best. And I want to order me a Fisher Tenor amplifier, and I'm going to go ahead and get some speakers over here. I'm not going to order the speakers. The speakers will cost me about $150, and you send me $400. That'll be enough to be about $550. That's about what it'll cost to get me this amplifier and the speakers. But once I get this, you never hear any better music anywhere, because it'll sound just like you was in a concert hall, but just that good. And you can put speakers all over a whole house, a mansion, in fact, with this one system, and you can hear it. So go ahead and get the $400 out and send it to me in money order form, and I'm going to go ahead and order this. It should take me about 2 months to get it. If I order it through the PX, I don't have to pay for it until it gets here, but it'll probably take 6 months, and I just don't want to wait 6 months to get it. Because I intend on being here at least 18 months, maybe 24, maybe 30, in Vietnam. I know you're going to squall and bawl and raise Cain about it, but it won't do you no good. It's to my benefit, Mother. If I stay over here 30 months, just think of how much money I probably can save. Right now, I can only save $400 a month, but by the time I get my... As I was saying, my tape messed up again. But as I was saying, by the time I make a first lieutenant or captain, I may be able to save $600 or $700 a month. And that's quite a bit of bread. Over, say, well, I say I save $4,000 the first year over here, $5,000 or $6,000 the second year, and in the last 6 months, save $3,000 or $4,000. That's quite a bit of money. It's a lot more than I've ever had in my life, and probably more than I'll ever have at any one time. And don't say, well, money is all that ever matters to you. No, it's not. But I want an education, and I just may not want to work as hard as I did when I was getting it before. I'm sitting here playing with my tape. The reel that is being recorded is not winding it up, so it's sort of messed up. I don't know exactly what the deal is. But if I can save $12,000 or $15,000, I can really go a long time to college on that and have a nice car to boot, and still have some left whenever I get out of college. I don't want to sound like I'm just trying to get away from you. It's not that at all. Every 6 months, I'll get a 30-day, well, I'll extend for six, I get a 30-free-day vacation and an R&R, which lasts 7 days. So, like I told you before in my last tape, I believe, if I extend 3 times over here, I get three months free vacation, plus I get my regular vacation. If I don't take my regular vacation, I may take it off the end of my tour, or I just might not take it and then take my vacation as an extra month pay. I believe they do that in the Army some of the time. I'm not sure. But anyway, I might be able to get out of the Army 3 or 4 months early by staying over here. Then, if I do that, I get to start the spring semester back in college. So, just look at it this way. It's really the best thing for me to do is stay over here. I'm not all hip up on getting married. I might save about twice to three times as much money over here as I can back in the States. And another thing, I might keep my brother out of here. And he's getting married, he don't need to come over here. Navy boys usually don't get zapped too much. I don't believe in any of that 200 or 300 boys that got killed in the month of June were Navy boys. They're all Marines and Army. Very few Air Force. They're sort of sissies. They don't get into much stuff. But I keep my brother out of here, and some of the boys over there are graduating from flight school. They don't want to come over here. If I can stay over here, I might keep one of them from coming here. It might mean the married guy get to stay with his wife a year longer. I'm not doing it out of generosity in my heart. The real reason is I like it over here. I really do. I'm not going crazy either. I haven't. It's just, it's not that much duty. You do as you please. You don't have to always go around saluting and jumping through your ears trying to please everybody. You do as you darn well please. You fly your mission. You go home. You drink a Coke, lay up in the bed. If you don't fly that one day, you get to sleep all day. You don't have to go out and supervise someone. You don't have to do anything but fly. And your extra job that you have, if you have one. Some people don't, but I do. And I don't mind it at all, because it puts me in a position. I don't have a lot of authority, but I pull a lot of strings. Somebody don't get along with me too well, I just put them on a sorry mission a couple of times. I get along better with people, usually whenever I fly them, you know. Give them different missions every day, not try to bore them to death. I do that, and I get along pretty well. But they get a little bit snotty with them. I just say, look, Mac, I schedule the missions. If you don't like it, you go see the platoon leader. He's a captain. And he's backed up by the old man, which is a major. So they say, I'm covered. They don't have to worry. I've got a job. It's pretty important. In I didn't have it, someone else would have to do it. I'm the been talking about this job, and I'm operations. I told you about it. Platoon operations officer. I schedule the missions. Well, not the missions, but I schedule who flies on the missions and where they take off. So I can put anybody on any mission I want in my platoon. So I have about five or six different missions every day. And if I want a mission, all I gotta do is put myself on it. If I want to fly with a certain AC or I don't want to fly with a certain one, I don't have to do that either. Nobody sits there and tells me what to do. Pretty cool, huh? Well, I have about probably 10 minutes more left on this tape. I'll keep a rattling about something. As far as my car, I do want you to go ahead and get it fixed. I realize it's in the middle of July, or by the time you get this, it'll be probably the 1st of August, nearly. Go ahead and get it fixed, and get it fixed right. And, excuse me, let Sis drive it. I know she'll enjoy it. And I told you about how to care for it with an air conditioner. Run it in the wintertime about once or twice a month, at least twice a month. You don't have to have it on cold. You can turn the temperature over on warm. And on that control panel for my air conditioner, my heater, and defroster, that is going to have to be worked on. I could fix it if I was back there. I doubt if Daddy could, because it's pretty dark under there and it's cramped, and he couldn't see how to get to it probably. But go down. Don't go to the Oldsmobile place, because I'll look you up. But go down and get it fixed. I need a new, the fan control switch, the blower, it's okay. But it's a master switch, which controls the heater or the air conditioner part, defroster. That's what's messed up, and I want that fixed. And anything else you see that has to be done, go ahead and do that. I've been looking at Jaguars. I can get one for $5,000, and I just might get one of those. If I stay over here 3 years, I think I'll deserve a nice car. So, you know, be pretty cool, a little sports car. Cost $8,000 back in the States. Get it for $5,000 here. Have it waiting on me when I get there. Pay for it cash. No sweat. Really, it'd be a pretty good deal. And I hope Jimmy and Becky are going to be happy. He doesn't write me a whole lot. Only time he writes me is when I write him back. I imagine he tries to write a diary to his gal every day. But it's nice. It's really great to be in love. But it's bad when you're out of it. I got a buddy over here. He sleeps about two doors down. He's been married for 5 years. And his wife has written him a letter suing him for divorce. Sent him the papers and a bunch of bills. Well, he sends $400 or $500 a month home to her. His total, I think he's sent about $3,000. And he doesn't have a bank statement. So I guess he presumes his wife has closed out their joint account. She has her own account now. He had about $1,000 bills was sent to him also in the divorce papers. He's trying to get an emergency leave to go home and take care of everything. But I don't know if he'll get it or not. The old man, battalion old man, is trying to get it approved. I think it probably has to go through group. I'm not sure. But that's the way it goes. I pity boys getting married while they're in the military, or getting married right before they come in. Unless they've got an extraordinary wife, it won't last. And I'm pretty sure Jim's will, from what I know, what I've heard. But I really would enjoy seeing him get to stay stateside for at least the first year of their marriage. But I doubt if it'll happen. He'll probably be in the Mediterranean probably in another 4 months or five. And hopefully he won't come to Vietnam. But they've talked, he told me that may infuse him over here. But what I know, I've seen a lot of the Navy ships. They got it really well snockered. I don't know what kind of ship he's on, if he's on a destroyer or a gunship or what. But they sit out here about 15 miles off the coast, sit back and just shoot their guns all day long, just blow this world apart over here, I mean. And they do some, bad stuff. They bring smoke on Charlie, and really shakes him up. We have a naval gunfire some of the time for our preps. When I say preps, that's just preparing the LZ for us to go into. Or they just might sit back and just shoot different spots in Vietnam where they know there's no American or friendly troops there. They just sit there and shoot for the fun of it, just to harass Charles. Usually there's free fire zones where Charles is suspected. They don't know his exact location. Say he's within a 10-mile square, they'll just sit there and pop rounds off in it. They won't shoot regularly. They may shoot two or three, wait 30 minutes, and shoot another one. Just whenever they feel like shooting. And it really has a psychological effect on these boys. And really blows are cool. Koreans are pretty cool. I was in operations the other night. Look out the south door. I guess it's about a couple of miles. It's Korean camp. They sit out there and they were shooting 50 caliber tracers up the side of this hill. It's about, I guess it's about 10 miles south of here. That's where the martyrs came from the first night I was in the company. They come out of that hill. I imagine they got the martyrs. It looked like they did because they stopped pretty soon. But they just set up and shoot a few 50 caliber rounds to it, a few rockets, you know. It is real pretty. I'm going to have to get my camera out, take some time exposures at night on it. It sure would look good, I imagine. I took one time exposure here a while back of some stars, and I hope they come out pretty well. You never know, but the stars turn, I believe, in a clockwise motion. And you can see this if you put a time exposure, if you take a time exposure, I mean just lock your lens open, focus it on one star, and you can see the path this star travels. I don't know how true it is, but they say you can put the North Star in the center of your camera and have a time exposure, and every other star around it will be symmetrical. It'll rotate directly around the North Star, and it won't move at all. But that's it. Well, this is about all on this tape here. Right before it runs out, I think I'll just switch it over. In fact, I'm going to switch it over now, and I'll say goodbye, try to get you some more lines on it tomorrow or the next day. So, be good, and don't sweat nothing.